Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's show is a very special edition of Now and Then. We're going to be listening to the singer, the songwriter, the cultural icon, the amazing John Lennon, the Beatle Years.
down, Budget.
John Lennon and the Beatles. That was the last song that the Beatles recorded together. John could really write songs. He could write songs. And he was at home in 1977 at his apartment in New York City. And he recorded that song, Free as a Bird, sitting at the piano. He turned on a cassette recorder and he made that tape. And then years later, in 1994, John's recording was given to Paul and George and Ringo, and they went into the studio and they added their tracks and they completed that final Beatles recording in 1994, John Lennon's composition, Free as a Bird. So you know that on Saturday, this past Saturday, October the 9th, was John Lennon's 70th birthday. And so I really wanted to wish John a very happy birthday and to thank him for the amazing music that he has written. My entire life, I've been listening to the Beatles. And John Lennon was about 16 years old, living in Liverpool, when he meets Paul McCartney. And John had already started his own rock and roll band called the Quarrymen. And so he invites Paul to join his band. And they start writing songs together. They wrote like 100 songs in the first year or two that they were together. And Paul kept them all in this little notebook all written down. And Jane Asher threw them away one day when she was cleaning out Paul's house. But somewhere in the very beginning of this relationship, these guys, they're so young, they made the decision that no matter what they wrote, if John wrote a song or Paul wrote a song or whatever it was, that they would always claim them to be Lennon and McCartney compositions. So every single song ever written by John or Paul was attributed to the Lennon and McCartney team. And they honored that. They honored that agreement through their entire recording career as the Beatles. The Beatles were playing around Liverpool. They started playing in the basement club that a friend of theirs' mom had started, a little basement teenage club. You know, they didn't serve beer or anything. It was just a place for kids to hang out. And they started making music, and they were part of a scene in Liverpool that started to be well known for this certain type of sound coming out of there. And there was this man who was in Hamburg, Germany. He comes to Liverpool and he's looking for some rock and roll bands that he can book and take back to his club in Hamburg. So he signs the Beatles and they go to Germany together. And they are living and breathing 24/7 together for months at a time in Hamburg. And they sign this contract where they're supposed to play 6 hours a day in this nightclub, this tiny club called the Indra, and then later the Kaiser Keller. But the deal was not 6 hours straight. They were actually playing for an hour, and then this other rock and roll band, Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, would play for an hour. And then the Beatles would play for an hour, and then the other band would play for an hour. So they're in this nightclub 12 hours a day for months. And they go back to Hamburg several times. And this is where they really, really, really learned what it was to be a band. And their music goes beyond, you know, just playing in a bar. It's like they're living and breathing this stuff. And because they had so many long hours to fill, they learned tons of they learned tons of songs. When they started performing, they were playing American rock and roll. And most of their earliest recordings were covers of those types of songs. They did start writing original songs and recording them. But a lot of their first recordings were covers of American rock and roll. And they played live. So I wanted to play a couple of these early recordings. We're going to be hearing, these are the only two songs I'll play today that are not John Lennon compositions. But John can sing. This is we're going to be playing all this music chronologically. So we're starting in August of 1963. This song is called A Shot of Rhythm and Blues, and it was recorded, it's like a single take, recorded live in a theater, and then broadcast live on the BBC later. And it was originally recorded in 1962 by a man named Arthur Alexander. John is singing lead. And then we're going to hear Twist and Shout. This is recorded in the same year, in November of that year, and this was the Royal Command performance that the Beatles gave for Her Majesty. And they did four songs in that recording, the Royal Command performance. And the last one was Twist and Shout, which was originally released by the Isley Brothers in 1962. And the deal is they used to close, you know, they did all these live shows. And this is the song that they would always close their set with when they were playing in the clubs. And they used to talk to the audiences a lot. And they used to always say, you know, to the audience at the Twist and Shout, you know, join in and clap your hands. So now John Lennon is in front of the Queen, and he kind of makes a different special request. He says, you know, instead of asking everyone to clap his hands, he says, you know, the people in the cheaper seats and the cheaper seats, clap your hands, and the rest of you, if you'll just rattle your jewelry. So here we go, Beatles Live, John Lennon, August 63, Shot of Rhythm and Blues, BBC live recordings, followed by the Royal Command performance of Twist and Shout.
Feel like you gotta move around. You're down.
The Beatles. The Royal Command performance from November 1963. My name is Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF, and this is a special happy birthday edition for John Lennon, who's celebrating his 70th birthday, if he was here with us. But as Ringo Starr said in a YouTube video tribute to John, John is in heaven now. All right, so I like that. So, you know, when I hear any of the old recordings of the Beatles songs, it's like I don't even need to play them anymore. It's like they're so etched in my memory. I know those songs so well that it's hard to remember, and it's hard to realize that somebody actually sat down and wrote them. You know, they just seem to have existed forever. So I've discovered a recent discovery of mine, thanks to Steve Richter. He's given me a copy of the recordings that Apple released in the mid-90s of some of the different versions of the songs that were released on the various Beatles albums in early takes and early recordings in alternate versions. And when I heard these recordings, it gave me the sense of newness to the Beatles songs. It was so exciting to hear some of these recordings that I want to play for you today. What I'm going to be playing today are, like I said, the alternate takes. When the Beatles started out, they were a live band, and they had a grueling tour schedule. And when they would go into the studio to record, what they were doing is they were just trying to capture what they did live. You know, they would go into the studio, and they would record a song in a couple of hours. It would just be done. Things changed later for them, but they would do rhythm takes. They would get the rhythm tracks down, and then they would add the vocals. So they would do different demo versions of the songs, and I wanted to play a song that John Lennon wrote called "Yes It Is," which was eventually released as the B-side of the single Ticket to Ride. This recording was made in February of 1965, and this recording is really two different takes that are strung together. And the first part of the recording is like the very, very first take where John is just singing "Yes It Is," and then it ends with a final the final take that became the master. And this is a very unusual recording in that the Beatles sing three-part harmony, and it features all three-part harmonies as like the lead vocal. And it really shows how well the Beatles sang together. You know, they had lived and recorded together. They're together 24/7, and you hear it when they sing together. And their three-part vocals are not your typical, say, Crosby, Stills, and Nash vocals, where it's just parallel thirds and stuff like that. It's an amazing vocal arrangement and ability that they had to sing together. So we'll be hearing first from February 65, "Yes It Is." And then we're going to hear a song from just a few months later that year, June of 65. This is another John Lennon composition. This is our birthday tribute to John today. His song, "You've Got to Hide Your Love Away." And this is a take. It's not the master take that was released. This is a version recorded with no flute. So we'll be listening to these two recordings, John Lennon, 1965, with the Beatles. First, "Yes It Is," followed by "You've Got to Hide Your Love Away."
If you are right tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more, it's true. Yes it is. Colored were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. it's true. Yes, it is. It's true. Yes, it is. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hold on.
I was out.
Now, I'm just going to raise this so as it's nearer the bass strings than the top string. Paul's broken at last, broken at last, Paul's broken at last he's broke today. Okay. Oh, you ready, Macca? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them, how could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round, all you clowns, let me hear you say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. You've got to hide your love away. Had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the rug, drinking her wine, biding my time. We talked until 2, and then she said, it's time for bed. started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled up to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. So I lit a fire. Isn't it good, Norwegian wood?
John Lennon's composition. Today's show is a birthday special for John Lennon and the Beatle years. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Okay, that take was recorded, the song we just heard, Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown, was recorded in October of 65. And that was the very first take on that track, and that's the first time that George Harrison plays sitar in a rock and roll song. You know, I was saying how important it was their live playing when they began, and we've just heard three songs that were recorded in 1965. In 64 and 65, they did world tours. They did a tour of America each of those years. They were touring in England. They were recording and working just nonstop, an amazing outpouring of materials. You know, John Lennon started the Beatles. It was his band at the beginning. He had such an incredible vitality and powerful energy. You know, there's recently just been a movie released directed by a man named Sam Taylor Wood. The movie's called Nowhere Boy, and it was just released at the end of 2009. And the movie deals with John Lennon's early life. It starts with him when he's 15 years old. You know, so John Lennon, yeah. Happy birthday, John. So, after 1965, the Beatles stopped touring. They really stopped performing live. They had just given it everything. I mean, you know, it had been a breakneck, intense schedule. They'd worked, you know, every day for 5 years. And they do Rubber Soul, and they do a tour of England, and then they demand a break for the first 3 months of 1966. So they've taken 3 months off, and when they come back to the studios on April 6th, the very first track that they start working on is called Tomorrow Never Knows, another John Lennon composition. This was eventually released as a single on the other side of Paul McCartney's Penny Lane. So Tomorrow Never Knows, one of the most unique and experimental compositions of its time. John Lennon, according to an interview with Ringo Starr, he said that John was trying to find music that didn't change chords, that he wanted something in a trance state, like a tantric sort of expression. So Tomorrow Never Knows, very, very unusual recording. So let's, and this was released on the Beatles' Revolver album. So let's listen to this recording, John Lennon's Tomorrow Never Knows. This was recorded in April of 1966.
Time off your mind, relax, and find a darn dream.
can he do it.
That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Always know, sometimes think it's me. But you know, I know when it's a dream. I mean, I think, you know, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree.
John Lennon. That's John Lennon singing Strawberry Fields Forever at his alone in his music room at his home in Weybridge, which is the home that he shared with his first wife, Cynthia Lennon. And he's recording a demo version of the Strawberry Fields Forever that was eventually released by the Beatles as The Other Side of Penny Lane. Before that, we heard Tomorrow Never Knows from the Revolver album. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. And we're wishing John Lennon a happy 70th birthday on the show today. So, you know, when the Beatles were playing live and they first started recording, they would go in the studio and they would turn out a song in a couple of hours. In 1966, from that point on, they are only recording in the studio. They never really do any tours or live concerts after that. So it's interesting to hear Strawberry Fields Forever in kind of a more of a live setting that we just heard that first acoustic version with John just singing with guitar. The next song I want to play by John Lennon is his composition called A Day in the Life. And as I said earlier, we're working our way through chronologically. That Strawberry Fields recording was from November in 1966. So now let's move on to 1967. We're going to be hearing two tracks from 1967. First, we're going to be listening to A Day in the Life from the Sgt. Pepper album. And then we'll hear the amazing song, I Am the Walrus, which was released on the Magical Mystery Tour album, was recorded in September of 1967. And this is the master track from I Am the Walrus with absolutely no overdubs. So I enjoy hearing these alternate versions of these Beatles recordings. This was released by Apple Records, the anthology, in the mid-90s. And this recording is courtesy of our own Stephen Richter. Thank you very much for turning me on to this amazing collection of music. It just revitalizes my interest in the Beatles songs. And today we're featuring the music of John Lennon, the Beatles years. So let's listen to A Day in the Life, followed by I Am the Walrus, both recorded in 1967. John Lennon.
Just keeping it like maracas, you know. You know those old pianos. Okay, we're on.
Sugarbum fairy, sugarbum fairy.
Bye. about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the
life pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl, you let your knickers down. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggmen. Standing in the English rain. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggmen. I am the walrus. Coo-coo-coo-choo, coo-coo-coo-choo. Expert, expert, choking smokers. Don't you think the Joker laughs at you? See how they smile like pigs in the sky. See how this night I'm crying. Semolina Pilcher, climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Elementary penguins singing Hare Krishna. Man, you should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe.
Beatles, John Lennon, I Am the Walrus. That was the basic track. That was the basic track. That's no overdubs. That's take number 16. These guys, they could play. They could really play together. And beyond the incredible compositional abilities of everybody in the band, you know, it was their relationship, their friendship with each other that shows when they play that energy. They never lost that. There might have been, you know, legal battles or whatever. But when they would sit down and play, it just came together in magical ways, magical ways. So, my name is Kathy Geary. This is Now and Then, and we are wishing John Lennon a happy 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Johnny. So, those two songs we just heard were from 1967, A Day in the Life and I Am the Walrus. Let's move on to 1968. In February of 1968, John Lennon did a recording of his song Across the Universe. And he recorded this during the time that the Yellow Submarine album was being recorded. But you know what? They kind of passed it over when he first recorded. And they didn't even release the song until Phil Spector got his hands on it. And they included it on the Let It Be album, the final Beatles release. It's such a gentle song. It's such an amazing song. It shows all the facets of John Lennon's personality. You know, you've heard him go through so many changes, and yet still, he's the same. It's such a beautiful song. Across the Universe. This is take two. And we'll follow that with another song from 1968, recorded about 5 months later, in July of 1968. This is a John Lennon song called Cry Baby Cry, and this was finally released on the Beatles' White Album. John Lennon, Across the Universe.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jaguar.
images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Life are ringing through my open ears, inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love which shines around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe. Jaguar.
Making mother sigh. The king of Marigold was in the kitchen cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. The king was in the garden picking flowers for a friend who came to play. The queen was in the playroom painting pictures for the children's holiday. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. The Duchess of Kikordi, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local bird and bee. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. At 12 o'clock a meeting round the table for a seance in the dark. With voices out of nowhere put on specially by the children for a laugh. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. Cry, cry, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, to cry, baby, cry.
John Lennon with the Beatles. That was Cry Baby Cry. He recorded that in July of 1968 for the White Album. And before that, we heard Across the Universe, February 1968. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's show has been a birthday card. Happy birthday, Johnny. October 9th was John Lennon's 70th birthday. And John is in heaven now, so all we have are these recordings to listen to. So let's hear two more songs from 1969. This was Abbey Road. This was actually the final recordings that the Beatles did together. The first song, July 1969, the very first take of John Lennon's Come Together. John is not playing an instrument. He's clapping his hands and singing. And then after that, we'll hear a beautiful John Lennon song called Because, and it's just one more chance to hear how incredibly beautiful the Beatles harmonized together. John Lennon, the Beatle Years, Come Together, and then Because.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. He come all flat top, he come grooving up slowly. He got two eyeballs, he's one holy roller. He's got head down to his knees. He's got to be a joker, he just do what he please. Shoot!
Be